From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama has accepted an apology from the Republican congressman who shouted, "You lie," as the president delivered a health care speech to a joint session of Congress last night. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The outburst by South Carolina Republican Joe Wilson came as the president was stating that his health care plan will not provide benefits to those who are in the country illegally. Right after the speech, Wilson issued a written apology and then called the White House. He spoke to Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. The president was asked about it following a White House meeting with his cabinet.
I'm a big believer that we all make mistakes. He apologized quickly and without equivocation, and I'm appreciative of that.
Mr. Obama again stressed that it's important that the debate on this and other issues be conducted, quote, without vitriol, without name-calling. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
A UN-backed commission investigating election fraud in Afghanistan has thrown out votes from dozens more polling sites across the country. So far, President Hamid Karzai is still in the lead with more than 50% of the vote, but if enough votes are thrown out, he could be forced into a runoff with his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, who alleges widespread irregularities.
We are talking about hundreds of polling stations which were never opened, and votes have been reported from those, and those numbers are included, which has taken Mr. Karzai about 50%.
Abdullah trails with about 28% of the vote from the presidential election last month. A new report says the Taliban is continuing to expand its influence across Afghanistan, particularly in the north of the country, where there has been an uptick in the number of insurgent attacks. NPR's Jackie Northam has details.
The data compiled by the International Council on Security and Development Research Group indicates the Taliban has a significant presence in virtually all corners of Afghanistan. A security map released by the London-based group shows Islamist insurgents have a permanent or heavy presence in 80% of the country, and to a lesser degree in another 17% of Afghanistan. The research group says the map shows a steady Taliban increase, despite the presence of tens of thousands of U.S. and NATO troops, and that insurgents are spreading out from their traditional strongholds in the south and east of the country and moving into the north of Afghanistan, in provinces such as Kunduz and Balkh. The group says there has been a dramatic increase in the number of attacks against international, Afghan government, and civilian targets in these areas. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Today, the government reported that the U.S. trade deficit expanded in July, reaching its highest level in 6 months. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 80 points at last check at 96.27, and NASDAQ was up 24 at 2,084. This is NPR News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says swine flu viruses resistant to the drug Tamiflu infected two roommates at a North Carolina summer camp. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The camp gave hundreds of campers the antiviral drug oseltamivir, or Tamiflu, to prevent a swine flu outbreak. Dozens of people got sick anyway, including two cabin mates who turned out to have viruses resistant to Tamiflu. One girl may have given the resistant virus to the other, or both may have acquired it from a third sick roommate. There's no evidence a Tamiflu-resistant virus is circulating widely, but experts worry. Seasonal flu viruses are already 100% resistant to Tamiflu. If that happened with swine flu, it would leave only one other antiviral drug to treat seriously ill cases. CDC officials say Tamiflu should not be used to prevent swine flu in healthy people. That would just increase the chance that more resistant viruses will emerge. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A new U.S. senator from Florida was sworn in today, Republican George Lemieux, replacing Mel Martinez, who retired 16 months before his first term was to expire. Martinez said he wanted to spend more time with family, but he also expressed frustration with being a member of Congress's Republican minority, saying he felt like he was marking time more than making a difference. Space Shuttle Discovery is due to return home to Florida this evening, provided the weather doesn't get worse. There's a chance of thunderstorms and strong wind. NASA is considering having the shuttle land at the backup site in California. The shuttle may also be kept in orbit for at least another day until weather at Florida's Cape Canaveral clears up. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.